G'day, I'm here in Scott's Head and I've got James Ledger and he's involved in Save Scott's Head. And so look, there is a bit of a concept from Ingenia. You've been giving me a bit of a rundown on the history of it.
Yep.
There's no DA.
No, there is no DA, and that's something we need to be aware of. Let's perhaps take a step back on this for a second. Ingenia, a $1.9 billion ASX-listed company, has made a proposal to the Scottshead Community Group, and I think to council as well, that they are looking to build a manufactured housing estate of as many as 250 dwellings, 250 homes, which could mean as many as 500 people, about a kilometre outside of Scott's Head. Our concerns with this are around the impact. As I said, we're looking at up to an additional 500 people within the community. There are only 899 people in the community of Scott's Head as it is. So that will result in an increase of about, a population increase of about 56% over a very short period of time. You can look at any of the other 17 manufactured housing estates that are around New South Wales that Ingenia have launched, and you'll find that they've gone from breaking ground to filling the site within 3 years. So while Scott's Head has doubled in size over the last 40 years, we're looking at an increase of 56% over the next 3 years. And when you see that kind of impact, when you see that kind of increase, there can only be a huge amount of impact occurring in the community. Whether you look at the transport infrastructure, the parking, the volume of traffic on the road, the conditions of the road. When you look at the medical services, you know, we've got a medical practice here which has got its books full. We've got a busy pharmacy, and this is without an additional 500 people in the community. So there are huge amounts of impacts coming through as a result of this increase.
And that's not only 500 extra people, that's 500 people of a particular demographic.
500 people of an age demographic, yeah. On average, they're about 68 years old. So they're requiring more services from medical services, from the pharmacy, and so on and so forth. It's probably likely that every one of them will have a car. Maybe two cars per dwelling. So, you know, there will be an impact on the road, on the quality of the road, and the amount of parking, on pedestrian safety here. Not many streets within Scott's Head have got pathways. So there is risk. Yeah, there is risk attached to this community.
So this development's happening on rural land, bushland and cleared land.
It's on Scott's Head Road. It's about a kilometre outside Scott's Head Village. It will have one entry point off Scott's Head Road. The site is 16 hectares. Part of it is cleared, part of it is bush. But the fact is that all of that will be raised to the ground and replaced with tarmac. The proposal has wide-ranging impacts across Aboriginal cultural heritage of sites, across ecological matters of ecological importance, across transport infrastructure, water, sewerage, medical services, pedestrian safety. And it's come about because of the scale of the community relative to the existing host village, and the speed at which this community will be set up. Yeah, three years from breaking ground to a full site.
This is the biggest development our whole valley's ever seen.
This could be something that's around $75 million, which is why it will go past the council and it'll go up to the Joint Regional Planning Panel for approval. The Mayor's point of view was wait until the DA's in, which I was, in light of the scale of the proposal, I was quite surprised at that response and a little bit disappointed, because if we did wait for the DA to come in, we would have the same amount of time to get ourselves organised, get the experts in, read the development application that Ingenia would make, and I guarantee it won't be a couple of pages. It will be 6 foot high worth of documents.
Really?
Full of technical jargon. And we would have the same amount of time to review and provide a submission as my neighbours did when I put a DA in on this house. So that's why we've aimed to get ourselves organised beforehand. That's why we have not waited until the DA's come in. We've got ourselves organised, we've mobilised the community, we've got a website, saveScottshead.com. We have got a database of interested parties within the valley. We have got a GoFundMe page, which has been very successful in raising funds for these experts. We need experts to come and review the submission, the DA that Ingenia is going to make. Ingenia wanted to come here. When I asked them why Scott's Head, they said it's because it's awesome. And I don't doubt that
it's awesome.
Yeah. But we wonder whether they've considered the impact that a development like that will have on the local community, on their own community as well.
Well, interesting. Great to talk to you, James. See you around the traps.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for your time.
Brilliant, man.